Well, if I needed any reason to not like Kamala Harris anymore, it would be what I just saw on the screen here. She's got a no bad ideas playbook. Well, she's stealing from our friend, from our local author, speaker, all-around good guy, J.T. Mehta, and his book, one of his books, No Bad Days. So she's got now no bad ideas. But she and her team clearly can't come up with anything original. Hope she runs. Boy, do I hope she runs. All right, 12:36 in Focus on Friday. Senators unanimously approving a resolution yesterday to withhold their pay during government shutdowns. My God, it's about time. This is an attempt to make federal closures financially painful for the guys who make it happen, the guys and gals, the lawmakers. After a string of record-breaking impasses in the past year, let's get a professional opinion on that from Dennis Darnoy, founder of Denzar Consulting, as the Senate votes to withhold their own pay during future government shutdowns. Dennis, I can only say it's about time. What do you say?
Well, it certainly is, and thanks for having me on, Paul W. I appreciate it. But yeah, yesterday the Senate unanimously passed a resolution to withhold their own pay, and what they were able to do is to use an internal loophole so that they changed internal office rules to put their money into escrow while there is a shutdown. And then once that shutdown is done, then they would have that money released from escrow and receive it again. Now, it should be pointed out that, if there is a shutdown in October of this year, that new resolution would not apply because there is a rule in the 27th Amendment that says neither chamber, the House, or the Senate can permanently cancel or alter their current terms pay. So this won't take effect until November 3rd.
Always a loophole. Always a way out. Are you kidding me?
No. So that is the 27th Amendment. But they did. I mean, again, yes, they did vote on this, and it will take effect with the next Senate that comes in.
All right. Good news. Relentless Positive Radio. Good news. Bipartisan support. This cannot be claimed by the Republicans or the Democrats as a victory. It was both of them who saw the light, as well they should. And I love Senator John Kennedy, the bill sponsor. He could read the phone book to me, and I would be rapt in attention because he's just so clever the way he speaks. But he said, shutting down government should not be our default solution to our refusal to work out our issues and our differences. Amen, Senator Kennedy. He says again, this is about putting our money where our mouth is. And again, I say, hear, hear, there, there. Absolutely correct. If I'm not wrong, Dennis Darnoy, founder of Denzar Consulting, lawmakers have talked about this before but haven't done it. And senators earn an annual salary of about $174,000, but many of them, just the way it is, many of them are independently wealthy anyway.
Yes, it is. It is a very, very wealthy club. And if we can somehow start to now work on trading of stocks while they're in office, I'd like to see that as well.
You're right on there, Dennis. I was just writing down, now what about inside trading? Now, I mean, because when I said they make $174,000, many are independently wealthy, many of them became independently wealthy as they were supposedly serving the people. And this has got to be fixed, this inside trading. Then they'll really get my attention if they take that opportunity away.
Yeah, certainly that would be a next step. But as you pointed out, I mean, Senator Kennedy said specifically that the reason he put forth this resolution is he wants there to be shared sacrifice because many of the federal employees and military members when there is a shutdown, they often go without pay during these funding lapses. And so for the senators to sit there, be the cause of this problem, and yet continue to receive a paycheck, just was an untenable position. And as you said, he very eloquently explained why this needed to happen. And again, thankfully, it was unanimous and bipartisan. And hopefully now the House will adopt something very similar.
Well, good for you for bringing that up, too, because you're talking about, for those workers, the federal workers, significant financial hardship for tens of thousands of federal workers, especially recently the Department of Homeland Security, which has been so mishandled and then therefore misread by making them look like stormtroopers and all the other stuff that they never should have done. But then we do have governors and mayors in ridiculous sanctuary cities that don't participate and uphold federal law. We need to deal with that with a stronger hand as well. And I know who to call if we get involved in any of that. It would be you, Dennis Darnoy, founder of Denzar Consulting. Thanks for your help.
Well, thank you very much and have a wonderful weekend.
You have a great weekend as well. As we continue, Paul W. Smith, In Focus, relentless positive radio, on your way to making each and every day count. And thanks for choosing to be an important part of the best and brightest audience in all of radio. You're tuned in to WJR.